Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Despite being the reigning Super Bowl champs, I feel like the Eagles do everything on hard mode. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and I'm mostly talking about their interpersonal relationships and... Stop if you've heard this, but A.J. Brown is not happy. Pearl, this is your team. You know them intimately, being an Eagles fan all your life. You hear A.J. Brown on a Twitch stream, and Nico, can we play cut one, please? A.J. Brown telling fantasy owners that if you have him on your team, we'll cut him.
Hey, if you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
All right. Pearl, you hear that as an Eagle fan and think what?
Yeah. Well, I think... It's not just, I don't think the Eagles do everything on hard mode. I think when you win a Super Bowl, often there's a position group where players start to ask for the ball more and egos start to play into it. I think what's happening to Philadelphia is what happens to almost everybody except the Patriots. I think egos get in the way. And I think the one guy on the team whose ego is the biggest is A.J. Brown. And I think he wants the football and he's not getting it. And there's a reason he's not getting it. The Eagles have looked at their team and said, the number one thing we have to do is avoid turnovers, and we're going to win with a more conservative style, kind of like Andy Reid did with KC last year. So he's the odd man left out, and he's unhappy about it. But to be honest, you know, he's not putting the team first in a sort of dynastic kind of way.
Okay, but I ask you, like, is this really how the team is built? Because you do have A.J. Brown, and you decide to pay him and trade for him.
And you do
have Devontae Smith, and you decided to draft him and pay him.
Thank God,
Right, and then you did... You know, pick
but
up
you paid Saquon Barkley, and you pay a lot to your O-line.
And you paid him, right. But, like, you have the pieces in place for a dynamic offense. Like,
do you?
Well, yes, bro. And, like,
do you really, though? Because think about who's playing quarterback.
All right, you want to make this a Jalen Hurts thing that he's not talented? I kind of feel like
it's
we put
talented.
That to bed at the Super Bowl. Did we not?
He's talented, but you do not want him in the regular season throwing the ball 40 times.
Well,
they just don't. They don't think that that's an efficient way to use a Jalen Hurts. That's why A.J. Brown is getting sidelined, because they don't want Jalen Hurts throwing those routes.
Who says 40 times? Like, I'm not even trying to make it that extreme that Jalen Hurts has to be, you know, Philip Rivers. This is not like that. You know, it's not.
I like that analogy.
Well, that's who I think of when I think
that's a guy who chucks
passer.
It all over. Yeah.
Like, this is just the thing to me is I can understand actually where A.J. Brown is coming from. And I feel like I'm one of the only people who's actually defending this dude today, because he doesn't have a great track record, because he does cry wolf a lot. And you did win the Super Bowl. He was upset last year, and now he's upset again this year. But I kind of get where he's coming from, which is if you looked at this team on paper, this should be a good offense. and he should be in the mix. Now, I think a lot of times he's a decoy, takes double teams, maybe as gets things open up for Devontae Smith and for Dallas Goedert and for other guys. And obviously Saquon is good in the run game, but also at catching the ball too. But like, to me, I get what he's talking about. You actually have firepower on this offense, and it feels like it is not being utilized in the right way. You are relying so much on your defense. And Monday night's game is a perfect example. You know, yeah, it was windy in Green Bay, no doubt about that. So maybe the weather played a role. But to be that stagnant on offense, he's just saying to me, A.J. Brown saying, the offense doesn't feel like they're living up to their potential. It doesn't feel like they're contributing enough to winning, and they're relying on the defense, and he wants to change that.
Yeah, I mean,
like, where's the harm in that?
One interception could have cost him the game. It was a close game, and Nick Sirianni said, I was playing the game, and that's why they won the game. So there's only one stat that matters. It's a W. I heard a really interesting take on the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, they draft Georgia and Alabama, famously. They were the Philadelphia Bulldogs for a while.
Yeah.
And what is a common thread with those teams? They're Nick Saban influence. So you got Nick Saban and his acolyte Kirby Smart, who is kind of Bill Belichick adjacent. They, all those players were part of massively talented teams, and they're so used to their roles being diminished because of all the talent around them. And there's a Saban Belichick philosophy that all that matters is winning. Your stats don't matter. So they all came up in this win, 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 nothing else matters background, and that's sort of a Georgia-Alabama thing. I mean, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis were a part of these ridiculous defensive line rotations. They didn't really get to stand out till later in their careers. Devontae Smith was, at one point, the fifth best wide receiver on his team, and he won the Heisman. So these guys are just used to that kind of football, where A.J. Brown is not doing the Belichick thing. He's not doing the Saban thing. He's doing the Devo wide receiver thing, which is a different thing. And it just, to me, it just doesn't fit because the team is just coming off a Super Bowl win and they're 7-2. Like, now is not the time to be cursing out the team on your Twitch feed.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I actually think that just because, like, winning, they say, is the best deodorant doesn't mean that winning, you said W is the only thing that matters.
Only
but,
thing.
Well, but sometimes, though, you can be winning in spite of yourself. Like, the year that the Eagles start 10-1,
yeah,
they start 10-1. And you knew there were flaws with that team. You called it.
Yeah, because they were injured all over the place.
Right, and they ended up flaming out in the first round of the playoffs. They went down to Tampa and lost. You knew that despite the wins, the team wasn't good enough.
I don't feel that way about this team.
So W's was not the only thing that mattered because there were flaws. That's what A.J. Brown, to me, is saying here. He's saying, listen, we're winning games. We have 7 wins. But that doesn't mean that things are right or things are perfect.
Yeah, I don't feel that. I thought earlier on in the year there was going to be the 2023 Eagles all over again. Now I don't feel that way. To me, that was an impressive win over Green Bay, because Green Bay was, thank God, they just like were so conservative on offense. Green Bay was capable of moving the ball. I think if the Eagles had opened up the offense, I don't think that game goes the same way. I think bad things would have happened. Honestly, I get it. It didn't seem like Jalen Hurts was seeing the field perfectly. And Sirianni, to his credit, was like, okay, we're going to slow this down. They were up 10-0 late. They really had total control of the game for 90% of the game. And to be honest, I know they gave the Packers one last chance. That wasn't happening. I mean, you had to get right next to the goal line to get Brandon McManus to kick anything over that crossbar. The Packers were a mess.
I don't know. I mean, if Jordan Love completes that pass to, I think it was Watson at the end.
Yeah.
It got broken up. I mean, then you're automatically in field goal range. And I know that their kicker was hurt, but it still was.
Did you see that 64-yard attempt? It went about 64 yards to the left.
But if it had been like a 33-yard attempt,
it still would have missed by 20 feet.
I don't know. 888-710-4ISN. Now, there's another percolating story here that perhaps Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown went rogue in that final play we're talking about, the 4th and 6. Looks like Eagles are going to win the game 10-7, and they might be able to run off more clock, but instead they run a pass play, Hurts to Brown. Packers were ready for it, got broken up, and all of a sudden here was Green Bay, at least with a chance to get themselves in field goal range for a game-tying field goal, and then you go to overtime, and then who knows what's going to happen. So there's a chance that these two went rogue. So here's Bill Colarulo from the Fanatic in Philly saying Hurts and Brown had an idea in their mind to try to end the game.
I have been told by multiple reliable sources that AJ and Jalen went rogue again.
Okay, what does he mean by again? Well, the two of them have done this before.
If you remember correctly, Seattle Seahawks game 2023, Sirianni came up to the podium, said it was his decision. We found out weeks later from AJ himself. Coach made himself look like a clown. That was me and Jalen going rogue. They did it again. And that is not opinion. That has been confirmed.
Okay, so since then, some Eagles reporters have said, well, it's not exactly the whole story. They're allowed to check out of certain things if they see certain defenses, etc. Can I say that I actually think this is a good thing?
What's a good thing?
If AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts actually did, let's say, go rogue and check out of a play that Nick Sirianni called, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
or Kevin Petullo, I guess, is the play caller, I actually think this is a good thing. How many times do we question, do A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts trust each other? Do A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts like each other? Do mm-hmm. they have a relationship? How strained is it? If they're communicating like this mm-hmm. and they trust each other enough to pull a move like that at the end of the game, not in 2023, right here in 2025, yeah. I think that probably bodes well.
Yeah, I had the same thought that they're getting along, but it doesn't really matter because I don't think that if the Eagles play call based on what A.J. Brown wants, I think you're headed to trouble. Like, so they have a big game against Detroit this weekend. They're going to have to open up the offense.
Yeah.
I think A.J. Brown gets a lot more targets, but it has been a scenario where it's squeaky wheel. What's the expression? Squeaky wheel gets the grease. You know, last time he complained really loudly, he got a bunch of targets the next week. So I just don't know why he would do this out in public again, because now it's not about A.J. Brown. It's about how do you win these games? Like, go to the coach in private. Why? And say, get me more targets. I don't think he needs to do this publicly, because now it's going to be really interesting. All game long, people are going to be wondering, is Hurts forcing the ball to Brown?
Okay, well, he did say that they're in constant communication behind the scenes. So yeah. I think he is going to the coaches. I think he got caught on this Twitch live stream thing and then had to answer questions about it.
I mean,
it.
He was trying to get the word out.
Or whatever. But then whose fault is that? Because you've said squeaky wheel, I think it gets the oil, grease, same thing. If it's worked before for him to go public and then he gets more targets, then why wouldn't he think he could do it again?
So like, but how does that help the team?
Well, isn't that partially on the team then? To say just because you complain publicly doesn't mean we're going to force the ball to you. Happened before. He would probably think he could run the same playbook.
I would hope the team would completely ignore him.
But they didn't last time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know, because maybe that there was strategy. They saw something like, well, this should be a big A.J. Brown game. I mean, clearly the Eagles do need him, because if you take A.J. Brown off that roster, they become a lot more predictable on offense. He's a very, very valuable distraction. You can't really put him out too much on one-on-one coverage. I think the safety has to watch A.J. Brown. So he's very, very valuable to the Eagles. But he might not get targets. Dude, you won a Super Bowl. Why do you care so much about your targets right now? I don't totally understand what A.J. Brown is thinking.
Well, to be fair to him, he did say, this isn't so much about my stats.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's about the offense is broken.
That's a total lie.
All right, well, I'm just telling you what
he's a wide receiver. He wants targets. They feed on them.
Okay,
that is their life force.
Well, maybe that's not on the coaching staff to understand who's on your team.
I mean, you're really siding for A.J. Brown here?
On this one, I am. And he gets no benefit of the doubt because he's been a pain in the butt before. But I get what he's talking about here, Pearl. You guys are winning games. Your Philadelphia Eagles are winning games. But the offense doesn't look good at all. And Saquon Barkley is not having the season he had last year, even though he ripped off a big run against Green Bay. Or I guess that was a pass, technically a catch and run. But it's not the same. I don't think people fear the Eagles offense the way that they have at times in the past. The defense is what's carrying you.
But it's just to think that in principle that a wide receiver openly complaining about the way the offense is running, that can't be a good thing for a team. That's never helped a team in the history of the NFL.
Well, I'm wondering if it does finally catch up to them, because last year, it didn't. A.J. Brown was reading these self-help books on the sideline and generally carrying on, and you still won the Super Bowl. But
yeah, I mean,
now here you are. Is maybe a little disease of me, as Pat Riley used to call it. I think that was Pat Riley. And does it finally catch up the ego maniacal behavior?
I mean, yeah, see, I think they're used to it at this point. I think the keys are, I'm really curious about this great defense that you were just lauding,
mm-hmm.
how they hold up against Detroit. Like this is a much bigger test than Green Bay even, because Green Bay's offense is stuck in the mud. I'm curious about this defense. And the other thing, too, we know how this team is one of those teams that I think they really need certain players to stay healthy. They need Jalen Carter to stay on the field. They need Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean to stay on the field. And what really worries me is there's been a lot of Lane Johnson went out last week. Feels like all that football from last year is starting to wear on the team. That concerns me a bit, Meg. Not what A.J. Brown says. Generally, though, you know, do not say anything about the way the offense is run. That would be my philosophy. If I was Tom Brady and I was running that locker room, I'm sure Tom Brady would not accept that. He would pull him aside and say, dude, I know you're frustrated, but we'll hook you up. Winning is everything.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Well, no matter what, things are definitely going better in Philadelphia than they are with one of our polls today at Maggie and Pearl on X. Is Fight Club a boxing movie? It's just looking bad for you, Manny. Looking bad. 92% of people saying no. And I think 100% of people never even contemplated this before.
Well, maybe those individuals who voted for no should probably, you know, open up their third eye. Get a little bit deeper.
All right. Maybe we missed the movie. It wasn't about anarchy and how our financial system works. It was about boxing.
Just good old knuckles on skin.
That was Tyler Durden. It was really just about actually hitting people.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to one of our favorites, Jori Epstein from Yahoo, to break down all things Cowboys. She's also in Foxborough tonight, which is really cool. We'll get her thoughts also on, is Matt LaFleur on the hot seat, the Green Bay head coach? And, of course, got a couple openings here in the NFL. We'll get her thoughts on the Giants and Titans. Okay, let's do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Got a interesting one for you tonight in Foxborough. Kinda. Jets are in Foxborough to play the Pats. Spread's big, 13.5. But don't look now. The Jets have won two in a row, Pearl.
Factual. They have won two in a row, but it doesn't feel like that.
No, and the Patriots look like a Super Bowl contender. Let's welcome in our guest. She is a senior reporter for Yahoo Sports, a senior NFL reporter. And we first got to know her covering the Dallas Cowboys, but now she does the entire league. But we'll certainly get some Cowboys questions in. Mm-hmm. It's Jory Epstein from Yahoo. Jory, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Maggie, Andrew, great to see you and be on as always. I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
I mean, we're doing great. So, you know, I guess let's start with tonight's game. Why not, right? So you got a little Patriots-Jets action, but I think the bigger question here is about Drake May and how real these Patriots are. You know, him getting MVP love and obviously their team now leading the AFC East. Are they true Super Bowl contenders? And then on Drake May, if we redrafted that 2024 draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, would Drake May be no doubt the number one pick now?
It's a great question, Maggie, on both fronts. I think to start with the Super Bowl contenders, I would say that I have little doubt that the Patriots will make the playoffs. And I think that they are a playoff team, that they are playing like a playoff team on offense, on defense. They really are complete and they're winning in different ways. And I think that Drake May is where that starts. When it comes to actual Super Bowl contenders, I just hesitate to say that they'll be able to beat the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. I still think that those sort of like old AFC guard are more worth betting on than the Patriots this year, but I think they can win a playoff game. Now, when it comes to Drake May, he's fascinating because when we saw that historic six quarterbacks drafted in 12 picks in the 2024 NFL draft, they were always for their entire career going to be compared against each other. And we've had such a change of, oh, Jaden had a hot year last year and take him to the NFC championship game. And then all of a sudden Caleb's looking better with Ben Johnson and Bo Nix looked great last year. And now it's Drake May. But I think at this current moment, there's no question that Drake May is having the best season of them, whether that will be for the long haul, I don't think we can tell yet. But what fascinates me is that this is a guy who he has kind of a sneaky mobility, Justin Herbert-like, but he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks, not just of that class, but in the entire game right now. And when I talk to coaches who have faced him, some defensive coaches from their opponents this year, they say his ability to recognize what's going on pre-snap and to translate that post-snap really impresses them. So I wrote about that for Yahoo Sports today. I've got a story up, and I think it's fascinating both in the locker room and on the field what we are seeing from Drake May.
Joy, you're talking about the AFC playoff picture. Maggie and I had a big debate about the Buffalo Bills. She's a Bills fan and noted that right now they have an 87% chance of making the playoffs, but that could change quickly. If you look at three teams, the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs, the old guard, as you called them, are you pretty confident all three will make the postseason?
I would say I'm confident two out of... I would say yes. I'm confident they will all make it, and I feel sure about two out of three. I really don't have concerns about the Chiefs and the Bills. I think the Ravens are going to win their division. So I think that the Ravens would have a tougher road to the wild card game given how many games they dropped early in the season. But I think the Steelers are starting to show some cracks, and while their defense is rounding out, looking a little bit more stable as Patriots, as Steelers defenses of the past, Aaron Rodgers and his weapons are not on the same page right now.
Jory Epstein joining us from Yahoo. All right, Jory, we most know you from your time covering the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, they were busy in the bye week, adding Quinnen Williams and hoping to finally be able to stop the run. You know, this has been the big story for the Cowboys. Do you think that Quinnen Williams is actually going to meaningfully make a difference on this Cowboys team, or a lot of people have thought this is just Jerry trying to make up and continue to chase the bad Micah Parsons trade and try to make up for that?
It's a fair question. And I talked to Jerry Jones at the league owners meetings just before the deadline, about a week before the deadline. And I asked him and he said, look, we need a defensive player. And when we look at the defensive players, don't view this as we're trying to replace Micah Parsons, because no one player in the league is going to replace Micah Parsons. I mean, maybe Myles Garrett, he was not available in case anyone was wondering, but that's not what the Cowboys were going for. What I think is fascinating is when you look at this Quinnen Williams trade for the Cowboys, first of all, don't view it as a 2025 moot. Hopefully it will help their defense get at least closer to league average. Not good, but closer from bad to league average. I mean, again, from a rushing standpoint, this defense is currently 28th in terms of rushing yards allowed and 31st total as a defense. But what I think you should look at is when the Eagles traded for Saquon Barkley a couple of years ago, not traded for, signed him, people said, What do you mean you're paying a running back that much money? Do you understand running backs in this economy? And there's kind of this idea that you don't pay running backs. But the Eagles said, well, running back has been devalued so significantly that if we're paying a running back top of the market, you're still paying way less than a receiver. And we actually feel like we can exploit this market inefficiency. I view that the same as what the Cowboys are doing with Quinnen Williams, which is to say that Micah Parsons is making $46.5 million a year, and the Cowboys didn't want to pay that. But if you can get Quinnen Williams, who's one of the best at his position, for closer to $24 million a year, I recognize that it's not the exact same position as edge rusher, but you are saving so much for the salary cap and kind of finding this market inefficiency along the defensive front. And on top of that, the Cowboys have historically been pretty bad at drafting and finding defensive tackles. I mean, Mozzie Smith and Tristan Hill, they just haven't worked out. And so if you find your answer in free agency, I trust that they'll be able to draft another edge rusher.
Jory, are you telling me Jerry Jones is going Moneyball in the NFL? I just can't. Jerry Jones. Is there somebody, is there an Oz behind him making those calls? This doesn't sound like Jerry. Market inefficiency? He's the gambler. This is not like wisely looking at the defensive tackle salary cap numbers. What's going on here? Who's making these calls?
Okay, fair, Andrew. First of all, I would say the gambling reputation was a little more relevant in the 90s than now. He kind of never lost it, but he's actually been pretty stable both on the coaching front and the player front for the last 10, 15, 20 years. I also think that Jerry's an easy punching bag because he is so readily available to the media. And I'm not saying that there's not reasons to criticize him. And I think there are plenty of reasons. I don't think this is one of them. And I feel like people are just so quick to say Jerry's always wrong that they assume that this is wrong. But had Howie Roseman made this move, you'd be like, wow, Howie Roseman just got Quinnen Williams. And I don't think that even if Jerry is not the only one making this decision, I think the Cowboys made a smart play here. And in terms of the cost, like, it was going to cost something to get Quinnen Williams. And oh, by the way, he's now reunited with the defensive line coach Aaron Whitecon from the Jets. And so I don't think it will be a super slow impact the way we saw that Jalen Phillips, for example, reuniting with Vic Fangio in Philly, quick impact against the Packers.
Jory Epstein is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. Okay, so Cowboys right now, 7% chance to make the playoffs. That's not great. And even if you just pencil in a couple wins, say they beat the Raiders on Monday night, let's say they beat the Vikings maybe at home, Chargers, it still, Jory, doesn't get up. The playoff predictor doesn't put them anywhere even close to like 25%. Like, this season is a wrap, you know, for the Cowboys. This Quinnen Williams trade was definitely not for this year. No chance. Okay, turning to Matt LaFleur and the Packers head coach, obviously Dallas, Green Bay, big rivals. Do you think he deserves to be on the hot seat?
It's interesting because I don't think he deserves to be on the hot seat in the sense that they should fire him after this year, but I feel differently than a lot of people about whether or not he should go into a contract year next year. Now, if they sort of win out, win a playoff game, all of that, an extension's probably warranted. And I think that if you are looking for another head coach of the Green Bay Packers, I think you would be hard-pressed to find someone better than Matt LaFleur. And anytime you're trying to get rid of a player or coach anything, do you have a better option? If not, why are you making this decision? Clearly, their defense is looking a lot better than their offense right now. And I think that there will be reason to not want to extend him if their last couple games are reflective. I also think Tucker Kraft got injured. Matthew Golden wasn't playing. You've had a couple other receivers in and out of the lineup. They need to stabilize their offense, but I still think that Matt LaFleur is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Right? Not like top three, but probably top 5 to 10. And I don't think you're going to find a better coach, much less a better person to develop this offense than Matt LaFleur anytime soon.
Jory, what do you think about the New York Giants head coaching vacancy?
Yeah, I think it'll be fascinating. And I think that at some point, Brian Daboll was so aligned with Jackson Dart in terms of the physicality, the toughness, the swagger, that he maybe didn't fully protect Jackson from himself. And I don't think that was malicious or intentional, but I do think at some point, Jackson is kind of reckless in how he plays, and you need someone who's going to rein him in. I think that will be interesting, and I think that someone like Joe Brady in Buffalo is someone to watch in terms of who the Giants should want for that vacancy, whether or not they actually go get him, especially if Joe Shane continues to be the one leading that. You know he's got his eyes on Buffalo.
That'd be crazy if they just went back to the well with Buffalo. They took Brian Daboll, who was their offensive coordinator last time, and they would do it again. Can an NFL team really do that?
I don't think it would be surprising. I think that Joe Brady has had success in multiple spots, including outside of Josh Allen. And then, hey, maybe Ryan Dable goes back and takes that Buffalo offensive coordinator job. Just a little switch. We love a little switch.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be crazy. Jory, you know, Lane Kiffin's gotten a little bit of buzz, you know, as far as his connection to Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. You know, do you think there's anything to college coaches now maybe jumping? It's been a while since Urban Meyer. Maybe the Urban Meyer Jacksonville was awful. But maybe we've gotten past that a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely am hearing that there's going to be some taking from the college. Well, in large part because we don't feel like there's such a deep pool of obvious candidates for head coach for the NFL. There's not a Mike Vrabel this year. There's not a Ben Johnson. I'm actually not hearing Lane Kiffin so much as I've heard interest in Matt Campbell or Dan Lanning or Marcus Freeman. Those are some of the names that have been floating. And I don't know exactly which teams yet are going to want which of them. The other thing that's interesting, whether it's those coaches or Bill Belichick, is that if the Giants wanted to talk to Bill Belichick, who, by the way, I hear maybe coordinated a defense for a Super Bowl for the Giants, maybe you got to check that on me. But I think that if they want to talk to an NFL coach, they can't do it right now because there's officially because there's tampering and there's rules and there's processes. To talk to college coaches, you can do it whenever you want. And there are not NFL mandated rules on that. So we may not hear about all of the college coaches who are approached by these teams because they don't have to report that.
Jory, we're getting short on time, but I want to hear about all these teams. I'm going to give you three quick hitters. Are they looking for a new coach next year? The Las Vegas Raiders, Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cleveland Browns.
I'll say no, no, yes. I think that Kevin Stefanski has not figured out the quarterback situation. He's given up play calling twice. I think it would be difficult to keep that job. On the other two fronts, why did you hire Pete Carroll to fire him right away? I don't think that makes sense.
And Zach Taylor?
Zach Taylor, I think that he has shown that the offense is not the issue. Now, you probably need a new defensive coordinator, but Joe Flacco, Joe Burrow, that offense looks great. Keep the guy.
Jory, love it. You got a new piece up right now, Yahoo Sports, all about Drake May and the Patriots, and they're playing tonight against the Jets, so perfectly timed there. We always love getting your opinion on the NFL, the Cowboys, everything. Thanks for the time.
Maggie, Andrew, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Crazy stuff there. Don't forget Steve Sarkisian. Remember our friend Diana Rossini had that report that Sarkisian's representatives were maybe poking around a little bit in the NFL, including the Tennessee Titans.
Sark did a couple years in Atlanta. And as I recall, I feel like he's offensively more designed for college. So we'll see. I don't know there are going to be that many openings. She just said that Pete Carroll could keep his job and Zach Taylor could keep his job. We might have five openings, and that means that less likely a college coach. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as some people might think, but you never know. Also, I think LaFleur keeps his job, too.
We have a lot of college openings.
Yeah, right. So the market is rich. So if you're Lane Kiffin, you might get more money in college.
Or is there somebody who's like, you know what? I'm done with the NFL. Maybe I'll go to college. I don't know. Usually that doesn't work that way. You're kind of washed out of the NFL.
Bill O'Brien did not choose Boston College.
Yeah, Belichick, I don't think, was looking at UNC.
No. Maybe LSU and Florida and Penn State are different, but I don't think it's going to happen that way. Will be interesting. I'll bet you. I do another show, but I don't think any college coaches jump up because I think there are a few less vacancies than we think.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got all the latest and greatest. What's up,
guys? Your headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. The Dallas Mavericks responded to the firing of GM Nico Harrison by falling into an 18-point second quarter hole, getting within three in the final minutes, and then losing to the Suns last night, 123-114. Jason Kidd saying the right things about the front office change.
Yesterday was a tough day for everyone, for the organization. You lose someone because you've spent, you know, the last four years with, it's tough.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be like dancing on Nico Harrison's professional grave there, but no one believed that from Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
As we know, Nico's demise began with trading Luka Doncic to the Lakers 9 months ago. Luka was asked yesterday if Nico's departure means he could return to the Mavs down the road.
Right now, I'm just focused on the Lakers, man. There's no further comments.
Translation, yes.
Yeah, Luka then missed 13 of 20 shots, scored just 19 points in a 121-92 loss in OKC. Nikola Jokic, 55 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists in the Nuggets. 6th win in a row, 130-116 at the Clippers. The Pistons outscored the Bulls, 124-113 for an 8-game win streak. And the Knicks took their first home loss of the season, 124-107 to the Magic. And this happened.
Brunson commits the foul so he can come out of the game and go right down the tunnel to the locker room. Not walking well.
Yeah, you hate seeing that. Especially just with the fight that he played with.
Somewhere Manny cries. Brunson seen...
Somewhere. He's right here.
Right. Sorry, my bad. I actually can't see him. Brunson seen leaving MSG in a walking boot and using crutches after twisting
his right ankle. I thought he right ankle. Saved that for the playoffs when he twists his ankle and walks out on a walking boot.
I just got this coffee about 15 minutes ago, still piping hot. I'll throw it on you.
That guy's ankles take more wear and tear than any player I've ever seen. He cuts like crazy.
Rather him roll an ankle now on November 12th, November 13th, than him rolling an ankle in May, which is probably going to happen, but I'd rather it now.
Is there an option C for both? No, we love Brunson.
I love Brunson, but that is...
No, you don't.
Yes, I love Brunson.
Philly
but
guy.
You have to admit, like, something's wrong with his shoes. How many times has he, how many times has he rolled that ankle?
Well, nobody wears high tops anymore. They're not in style.
You need tape those things or something?
Yeah, probably, but I mean, how much tape could how much tape could you possibly put on those things?
Is that like a woodchuck chuck? We're going there. We have to get to Boris. Scott Boris at some point, folks. I don't know if he's in your update now.
He's not. I thought I heard you say you were going to play it, so I left it for you guys. So feel free to.
Last one, or do you want to do it now?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Scott Boris is obviously one of the most powerful people, if not the most powerful in all of baseball. And now that we're into the offseason, this is really his time to shine. So he was at the, what do they call this, winter meetings, GM meetings?
These are the GM meetings, not the full winter meetings yet.
Yeah, I think that's next month, right?
Baseball has to draw everything out. Whatever. So they're all in Vegas right now. You got, actually, AL MVP is going to be announced tonight, Judge versus Cal Raleigh, which is interesting. But anyway, here's Scott Boris trying to get cute, talking about Pete Alonso, who's going to be one of the big free agent names.
I think Pete, at this point in his career, he's about winning, no doubt. Had that question a lot. There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the power piper. You know, Pete picked the perfect period to play preeminently at a primary position. A playoff parched plethora will pounce to participate in the polar plunge.
How is this dude the most powerful person in an entire sport?
So kind of got a dad joke vibe in that one.
Also, pay the power piper sounds like a pretty bad porn.
Oh, nicely done with the alliteration. Yeah. It might have taken
look
us
how proud
little,
she is.
Yeah, it all took us a little bit.
That's
but we right.
That's
and
why
I
we
didn't
can't,
think about
we
it nearly
laugh
as long
don't
as...
Don't laugh at that. Just encourage her.
What about pay the power piper too?
Please.
The sequel. Anyway, he had more of those for like Alex Bregman and all of his clients.
This
and
is
they
a
were,
tradition.
They were awful.
What
I know.
What was it for Bregman? Boston Bregman Babes.
Brexit,
bombs.
He said.
Brexit? That'd be, ugh.
The problem is
it's awful.
The idiot writers that stand there and just like, say Bregman. Say, like, they feed him the names because they know they're coming because that doofus spent months workshopping all these things with his staff in California.
Think rich this guy is. He can have better writers than that?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you kidding me? You didn't want to hear Bregman? I want to hear Bregman.
We'll dig it up for you. Something about Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, he was all over the place.
That doesn't start with B.
He found
I always wonder about Scott Boris. Like, how much money does he need? Like, why is he still forcing to, I mean, he must have more money. Like, he could live 50 lifetimes and not spend it all.
Well,
but he still holds everybody over the coals. I always find that interesting about him.
I mean, worked with Juan Soto. Like, he played that perfectly.
Worked for what? Like, he doesn't need the money.
I mean,
I think it's principle.
You like to pass up a lot of money.
I think he's probably close to a billionaire. I don't think
probably.
I think he will be dead and have $800 million in the bank.
That's
easily.
Not the point. He's trying to beat the other agents. Like, he doesn't have Shohei.
I think it's all competitiveness. I don't think he cares about the money anymore at all.
Mm.
I mean, it just, you know, I'm saying with all that in the bank, why does he still hold every team to the coals like it's his first contract?
Well, because he's doing right by the player.
Right. He can't go, I'll take $7 for Juan Soto because I'm already rich.
Yeah, he didn't mail in Michael Conforto. Well, maybe he did.
I think he's a wildly competitive agent. It's funny to me, like, he hasn't slowed down at all.
Well, the other part, too, is so there's going to probably be a lockout that happens in baseball.
Yeah, because of him?
No, he's the one who, like, is kind of pulls the strings from the player side, if you believe that, because most of his clients end up on the executive committee, and he's the one who's sending them information about what to do and say.
Right, but is it a lockout because of, he's helped escalate the salary so much?
No, the lockout is about a lot of things, but some is about the lack of spending for some of the owners in Pittsburgh, Tampa, and other places.
That's what the lockout's going to be about?
Some of it.
They're going to lock out the players because the Pirates won't pay any...
No.
The owners want a salary cap,
right?
And the players
don't. Yeah, right. So the salaries are... The reason you lock out a union is because they want too much money.
Right, but it's all the same thing. It's like the players are making the money that they're making. Yeah. The owners want a salary cap to stop it. And the only way to have a salary cap is to have a salary floor. And that's the bigger... In theory, that's the bigger problem is the teams that are not reinvesting in... Or if they're able to reinvest money, because that's the other side of the story, is we assume that the Pirates are just sitting on money and not spending it. But some of the teams actually don't have enough money to spend the way we want them to spend.
Right.
So it's all one big thing.
Right. The owners probably don't want a salary floor either. It's just like, give us the cap.
Right.
We don't need the floor. But I think...
Meanwhile, you have to play in baseball for 7 years before you hit free agency. Like, there's a lot set up against the players, too.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think you see the Soto contract and stuff like that. I can see the owners trying to claw back money. I mean, every other sport has a salary cap, right?
I just love it that it's like the owners have to claw back money. Like, they're giving the contracts.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, they would definitely want, you just said rich people want more money. They definitely want more of that money.
But all the other leagues, too, that have salary caps, it's because the players weren't as strong as the baseball union was. Like, they don't want salary caps. They had to take them because they didn't have the leverage that baseball has always had. The players have always had in this. So to give up a salary cap is a significant
concession.
Which I wonder if they actually still have that leverage.
Yeah, I wonder, would they lock out a whole year?
I mean, they can't possibly be that dumb, except that they are. So, yeah.
It's going to get ugly, and the guy who said pay the power piper is going to be the one right at the middle of it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
The Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers about El Pete Alonso. That's your guy.
Pirate Pete.
Silly. Bogues, thanks so much. Okay, coming up, we have a lot more to do, including, this was a unique name that got into the coaching carousel conversation. Wasn't expecting it. It's M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Okay, Pearl. Yeah. Coaching is going to become a really big theme here. And it's on the college front and on the NFL front. We already have two openings in the NFL. We have multiple openings in college. I don't remember a time when more college coaches got fired in season than this year.
And big schools, too.
Not just that. Penn State, LSU, Florida, just to name a few.
And then that'll open up other big schools, possibly. It's going to be, I think, one of the wildest college football carousels ever.
No doubt. And so now we get potentially another name into the mix. Have you seen now Lincoln Riley from USC is now someone to watch? According to Josh Pate, who covers the college football and some others, now Lincoln Riley, who was such a big deal when he left Oklahoma to go to USC, the money was big. He took Caleb Williams with him. Yep. You know, it was such a big story. Now he could be looking to move on. If Lincoln Riley is not using this just to somehow get more money from USC or whatever, do you think he's more likely to move on to another college program or the pros?
I don't think the pros would want him off the way USC is playing right now. I just don't think he'd be a hot enough name. I think if the pros were going to hire a college coach, aren't they going to take somebody who's in the college football playoff at least? I would think.
Well, Cliff Kingsbury got hired with a losing record at Texas Tech. So it's kind of like the draft a little bit. Like you always tell me, a player doesn't actually have to win to be drafted high. We talk about this with Arch Manning all the time.
Were Lincoln and Cliff, they were teammates, right?
So,
So I like that analogy.
Here's the thing, though. Just with the NFL, like, yes, you are the head coach and you run the program, but how many times do we see NFL head coaches really focus on one side of the ball and then really don't do much on the other side? And for Lincoln Riley, he has not had a good defense at USC. Yeah. Obviously, that's been one of the biggest Achilles heels. But you get to the NFL and you have NFL coaches coaching NFL talent on defense. You no longer have to recruit it. Maybe he can just work on the offense. And if he got paired up with Cam Ward, you don't think that'd be interesting? Or Jackson Dart?
I wouldn't do it. I mean, obviously, Jerry Jones was always going to hire him. By the way, Lincoln Riley was Cliff's backup at Texas Tech. I thought they were linked together. It feels like that would be the dynamic. You described it perfectly. But that being said, I mean, Lincoln Riley, I think people think that he might have left Oklahoma because he didn't want to be in the SEC. And then he goes out to USC in the Pac-12. And then they go to the Big Ten, and he's not built for the Big Ten either. I know the Josh Pate report. I can't see Florida or LSU saying, you know, this is our guy. Because if he can't win at USC, I don't know if this offense-only formula is working in 2025 in college football. I don't see him right now as a hot commodity for NFL or college. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong and there's enough memory of what was happening toward the end at Oklahoma. But generally, like, it's now Lincoln Riley? Like, what has he done at USC?
So we just had Jori Epstein on, who's a senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, and she said something that actually made me think, maybe not specifically Lincoln Riley, but what does she say? She said that she's hearing more college names, and she mentioned Marcus Freeman.
Oh, yeah, the Giants and Freeman, everyone knows about.
Right, and who are the other two that she mentioned? It was Marcus Freeman.
And Matt Campbell, who's
Matt
been
Campbell from
forever.
Iowa State, obviously forever, and she had a third one, now I'm blanking out. Anyway, the point is, and the reason, she said, is because there's a thought out there that there's not enough talent at the NFL level to fill what could be 7-8 coaching vacancies. And that's what made me think maybe this is the right year for a Lincoln Riley to jump ship. Because we asked if Matt LaFleur from the Packers was actually on the hot seat. And she said one of the reasons she doesn't think he is because who are you going to replace him with? Are you actually going to find someone who can run this system better than Matt LaFleur? And so, I don't know. Like, if you are getting guys who are going to replace some of these NFL coaches, maybe they believe that the college model is, I don't know. Like, maybe these are viable candidates here.
I wouldn't count it out. You definitely have Clint Kubiak will get a job off of the offensive coordinator at Seattle. So that's one. I think Kevin Stefanski will be possibly get a job, too. If he gets fired by the Browns, there are going to be names. Honestly, you and I argue about this a lot. I mean, I think the formula for turnaround is you got to find, I got Shane Steichen. I think teams at the end of the day, NFL offensive coordinator is going to be the most attractive person to these guys. And Jory said Joe Brady for the Giants, for example. Yeah. I think that's how owners are all ultimately going to go. I don't see them spending big money for a Lane Kiffin.
888-710-4ISN. It is interesting. Manny, what would you think about the Giants going back to the well and getting yet another Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator to come be their head coach?
I mean, I'm not in love with the idea anymore. It sounded like a great idea a couple of years ago when Dabes took over the job, because, I mean, you take a look at what Dable was able to do and produce with that Buffalo offense. It was majestical. It was amazing. It was awesome to watch, and it hasn't been reciprocated, and I'm not sure that the firepower that we have right now or that the Bills have right now, I'm not really
You're not sold. Yeah, You're not Gaga.
I'm good.
Maybe replicated?
I'm good.
I'm not sure reciprocated was right.
Did I say reciprocate?
This is what happens when you get someone who studied English at an Ivy League school.
Yeah, I mean, I'm speaking,
sounded great.
I'm speaking extemporaneously, so I mean,
look at you.
Words slip out, you know what I mean?
Pearl, do you correct your daughters all the time, like their grammar and such?
No, my daughters are thankfully both smarter than me, so.
Already?
They're too busy calling me uncool.
Understandable.
Can you explain 6-7 to me?
And then you guys do that thing. We still don't know what it means, even when you do the hand gestures. The hand gestures make it worse.
To us. I said now the Cam Ward hand thing. Every first down, people are doing that.
EJ's been doing that for a minute now.
Yeah. Now it's spread like crazy around the NFL, where every wide receiver has to shake their hand in front of their face after they get a first down. I still don't understand.
Is this how you know that you've aged out of...
Yes.
Like...
But there's no meaning behind it.
You don't understand the celebrations.
I read the backstory. It started at Washington State from like an offensive assistant. Nobody knows what it means.
Even more uncool to Google the thing that you don't know about.
Fair.
Manny Rodriguez, thank you so much. Nico Scarlatos, thank you so much. Fantastic job, you two. Andrew Kaplan, Andrew Bogish, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. Catch you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.